Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's so sweet. Look, it's something about that name, Jesus. Something about that name, Jesus. Yes. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him more. That is the phrase that they ended on the song "'Tis So Sweet" by the group called The Spirituals. I absolutely love that song. Ran across this song over the weekend. My husband pointed it out to me, and we were just having it on replay because what? "'Tis So Sweet." "'Tis So Sweet." And oh, for grace to trust in him more, to trust in our God, to trust in Jesus, to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on now. Like, I don't know about you all, but I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to be here in the land of the living. I'm grateful to be able to speak to you all. I'm grateful for God's blessings. I'm grateful for God's favor. How many of you all are just purely grateful this morning to even hear, tune in, to even just to be waking up this morning? God, like I told you, this part get me every time. He breathes a breath of fresh air and expands our lungs and says, "Child, wake up. I got more for you to do. I have more for you to do." And he will be there every step of the way with you, every step of the way with you, despite what you may be going through, despite what you may be feeling, despite the circumstances in the world. We are just grateful and thankful this morning. Ooh, that just reminds me, right? And this won't even in my notes, but it reminds me of something I shared with a group of college students. It was the group of college students, class of 2025. Woo-hoo! Shout out to the class of 2025. Congratulations, y'all. Congratulations, y'all. But this particular, yes, congratulations. Woo-hoo! All the hard work. But one thing that I shared with them in this webinar that I had was to tune down the noise, tune down the noise, and tune down the noise of what you may be thinking. My advice to them was tune down the noise of the world, tune down the noise of the world, because the world is so noisy, right? The world is so noisy, meaning the world will tell you you are not good enough. The world will tell you that you're not going to be able to get this job. The world will tell you that you're not good enough to get this raise. The world will tell you that you are not even good enough to do anything. You're not good enough to switch careers. You're not smart enough. The world will tell you that 9-to-5s will not be here in the future. The world will tell you so much, right? But I want them and you to focus on this morning and beyond. I want you to focus on what our God tells us. I want you to focus on the promises of our Lord. I want you to focus on that you're the head and not the tail. I want you to focus on that you are above and not beneath. I want you to focus on that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want you to focus on Ephesians 3:20, which the Lord smacked in my face this morning. I want you to focus on Ephesians 3:20, which says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." that is at work within us. I want you to focus on that, okay? So tune down the noise of the world and raise up what God is saying about us. Turn that all the way up. Turn that all the way up. And the way we turn that all the way up is to get into our word. Boom. That's it. That is it right there, right? All right. And also, happy Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mamas out there and the mama figures. We appreciate you. I definitely had a nice, you know, nice day. And so I thank all the moms out there who have impacted my life. I thank all of you. And on behalf of everyone that you have impacted, thank you. Thank you for being the light in the midst of the darkness for whomever you may be a mother figure of. All right, so let's get into it. We already talked about one verse that God smacked in my face this morning, which is Ephesians 3:20. Now, as I was preparing for our prayer call this morning, I was just like, you know, looking through my phone, and all of a sudden Ephesians 3:20 just popped up, and I can't tell you like where in my phone it popped up, because I was going through like all the tabs literally in my phone, and Ephesians 3:20 just popped up, and I'm like, and I've tried to go back and look for it, but it was not there, y'all. I could not see it anymore. So I was like, okay, so we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. Ephesians 3:20. Again, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. I know y'all used to that part, exceedingly abundantly. And I just said immeasurably, but that's what that version of the Bible says. It's immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So I want to focus on the part it says ask more than all we ask or imagine, right? I want to think about that or talk about that and focus on that, because some of us are afraid to even ask. Some of us are afraid to even go to God and say, hey, God, hey, Father, Heavenly Father, there is something I stand in the need of, even though you already knew what I need before I even need it. I just want to talk to you about, you know, what's on my mind. I want to talk to you about the issues of my heart. I want to talk to you about this ask I got. How many of you have ever just been hesitant in asking? I mean, I can't be the only one. Hesitant in asking for something that we are in need of, asking for something that we desire, asking for something that may benefit others, asking on behalf of others. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? And so when I thought about it and thinking about what season we are in, you know, we're coming off the Mother's Day season, we're coming off the graduation season. Some people are still in it. But listen, all of those seasons have an ask to it. Some mother has asked, or some mother figure has asked for a gift. A graduate has asked for a certain gift, or is being recognized for all the achievements they have done, right? They're asking. It's so much asking in this season, right? And so I want to know, again, how many of you have really asked your Heavenly Father for what it is that you've been, you know, in the need for, standing in the need for? And a lot of us, we can get weary when asking. It can come with a lot of weary, or a lot of worry, or a lot of like anxiety, like, oh, or the lack of trust. There we go. The lack of trust and knowing that God will come through for us in that season. Whew. Right? Like, God, are you really going to answer my prayer? Or God, are you really going to give me what I'm asking for right now? Right? All of these questions looming or magnifying in our minds, right? And so it leads me to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, which states, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will open." And let me tell you, this is that verse, those verses are in red, meaning Jesus spoke them out of his mouth. And so I go back to my question, how many of you have been asking? And then, which leads me to another question, how many of you believe in what you are asking for? How many of you actually believe in what you are asking for? Meaning, do you really believe that it will come to pass? Do you really believe it's yours? I know last prayer call, we talked about possessing it. We talked about going after it. It's a season of going after it. But do you really believe that what you're asking for is yours? Do you believe it's your season? Do you believe your time is now? Do you believe that? Because if you do, then you automatically know and truly stand on this scripture, ask and it will be given to you. And then it goes on to verse 8, for everyone who asks receives. For everyone who asks receives. But thank you, Holy Spirit. But the thing is, when we ask, it says for everyone who asks receives, we may not receive in a way that we thought we may receive it in. So I pray right now that God prepares us to receive it according to his will. That I pray right now that we receive it and be okay with the outcomes, right? I pray that we are okay and God prepares us to be okay for whatever, what we're asking for in this season. He gives it to us and let us know that it's truly from him, truly from him. So again, it says ask and will be given to you. Seek, meaning you seek God's face. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, seeking God for his wisdom, seeking God for answers to the questions you may have. God, it could be anything. God, I know the bank account is looking like this. But I know you can make a way out of no way. God, I know this world tells me that it's hard to get a job, but I know that you can do it for me. I know that you can do it for me, your faithful servant. I know that you can do it for me. God, I know I got this interview this week and I may not have studied or did all that I need to do, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what I can, but I'm going to leave the rest up to you. My God, look, because he can do what? Exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Come on now. Look, when you seek, you are asking for God's wisdom, and then knock, and the doors will be open to you. Knocking is a process. Woo! Knocking takes persistence. And Jesus tells us to persist in prayer. Persist in prayer, or persist in having those conversations with him. Not just, oh God, I know I asked you about this a few months ago, but remember? No, we need to be consistent. Consistent in how we are communicating with our Father, communicating to him the issues of our hearts, the issues of our hearts. And so as I go into my commentary, it says people often give up after a few half-hearted efforts to pray and then conclude that God doesn't listen. But God hears us. The word even says that God listens to our every cry. He listens to our every cry. And it says, but communicating with God in prayer takes what? It takes faith, focus, and follow through. Faith, focus, and follow through. When I read that the very first time, faith, focus, and follow through, that's what it takes. I was like, whoa, It's so simple. It's so simple, right? But it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work. For one, we got to increase our faith muscles. And then two, we got to truly focus, have that tunnel vision. Again, what did I just share with you? To tune down the noise of the world. And three, it takes follow through. That's the persistence. That's you going to God and saying, hey, God, I know we talked about this yesterday, but look, this is my ass. Hey, God, and let me tell you, don't feel as though God is getting tired of you. God is enjoying this. God is enjoying you coming to him and seeking him. And God is enjoying that you're actually knocking on the door and wanting him to answer for you. God is enjoying this. He's enjoying the conversation with you. And so I encourage you, that's another one, to enjoy having these conversations with your Heavenly Father in this season. Enjoy it. Embrace it. And actually love on your Heavenly Father in this season. Okay, because it says for everyone who asks receives. This is that's the promise right there. You got to believe you're going to receive, and the one who seeks finds. Believe that he's going to answer. Believe that he's going to see you through. Believe that he is going to lay the steps out for you so clearly that is no question. That is a nothing but God moment. Okay. And then it says, and to the one who knocks, the door will open. Your door is going to open, not your neighbor's door, not your colleague's door, not your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousins, not their door, but your door will open. Okay. Your door will open. So I pray right now that when the door does open, that we'll be prepared to walk in the door, prepared to walk through the door with confidence, prepared to walk through the doors that have our names on it, in Jesus' name. Yes, in Jesus' name. So yes, I pray that word definitely touches you. You get a lot out of it. Definitely study those scriptures. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. Definitely study them and see what God really shares with you as you read and as you study them. And write it down or take notes in your phone, whatever works for you. But have your quiet time with God this week and study those scriptures. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for every gift that you have given them, Lord. I pray for that the gifts that you have given them, you stir it up so good, God, that they have no choice but to use it and to give the gift back to you to glorify your name. Lord, I thank you for the new chapters they're about to enter in life, God. For every graduate, God, I ask that you lift them up. For every mother, every mama figure, Lord, I ask that you lift them up, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. For every person on this line right now and listening to the replay, I ask that you give them a holy boldness, God, to come to you and ask, to seek, and to knock, and have a persistent prayer life with you. Persistent prayer life. Oh, yes. And to not feel as though that they are worrying or bothering you, Lord, because you are a good God. You are a big God, and you can handle anything, any issue that is coming from their heart, and remind them that you already know what they need before they even know it. They know, you know what they need before they even know what they need. So God, we thank you. We thank you for always showering us with your love, your grace, your mercy, your favor, Lord. God, we ask that you allow this week to be a great week. Allow anything that that is not for us, Lord, block it. Block everything. Block every fear, doubts in our minds, Lord. We come against anything that is not of you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for paving the way for us. We thank you for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you for watering the dry spots in our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the dry spots in our careers, we thank you for watering it. We thank you for watering the dry spots in our businesses. Lord God, we thank you for watering. And we thank you for watering the dry spots in our relationships, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for being in the midst, God. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed, productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.